And welcome to all of you. And this is, part of the class. the leadership development class that we're in. And it's good. I was thinking as I was preparing, this is good in many ways. And one way is that, you start to appreciate even more, what this type of service looks like, and just a gratefulness that comes along with that. This morning I wanted to just kind of take a look at maybe a familiar passage, a really familiar passage that we all take a look at least twice a year when we have communion. The scriptures read about feet washing, and we take a look at that. But I just wanted to maybe take a closer look at maybe one aspect of it. It's something that I've really been kind of thinking about the last number of weeks. And we've also been reading a book that has really challenged me in different ways. And I thought maybe it would be good to share this in the message this morning. And I just know that I need to be reminded, periodically about this and kind of the implications. So imagine, if you will, and this is something that we can all relate to. There's a Sunday morning, and we have a nice Sunday school service. We have great teachers that bring the word and great discussion, and we have a great singing and sharing time. We have a message that comes, and it challenges us, and it brings us closer to a walk with the Lord, and thinking in that. And not only that, it's bonus Sunday. It's the fellowship meal that comes after the fact, and you know what that looks like. You can smell the smells coming through, you go through after the service and take part of the food, go through the food line, all the nice spread, and then you turn over and you go to find your table, and you find this. All the tables are cluttered and full. Like, what are we going to do? I guess we got to clear a spot first, right? And so somebody dropped the ball. Now, I know that we here usually do a pretty good job with that. After the fact, after we're all done eating, it might look like this, but somebody comes through and cleans it up, make sure everything's washed really good, and it looks really good. That is something that's maybe a part of our culture that we really value, is cleanliness and orderliness, and not saying that, things get in disarray, but we make sure that things get cleaned up afterwards. That's a part of our culture. And thinking about dirty feet, the feet washing was definitely something that the Jews had a custom that they were that they took part in. There was an obvious need there. They wore sandals, and their feet got dirty, there was a need for someone to wash the feet when they entered the home. And most times, the servant was required to do that, but sometimes the host had to do it if they didn't have servants. The thing about it was considered a lowly task. And we're familiar with the story with what Jesus was sharing. And that was kind of something for the disciples to really grab a hold of, was because that this lowly task was something that Jesus did, and it just, threw them off. To serve and even to be served is a blessing, right? Sometimes, some of us have to be reminded that being served is a blessing, right? And we have to be able to receive it. But the thing that I want to think about this morning is, what is the purpose behind our serving? And I'm putting a pretty broad brush here as far as, what our serving is. Like, it encompasses a lot. There's many different ways that we can serve. Let's take a look at the passage this morning. And it goes, when he washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Jesus was calling them to serve each other willingly, small to great and great to small. I mean, obviously, they all thought that they were great, you know, and, you know, going to this level was just something completely out of their box. He recognized that his disciples had power struggles, and he wanted them to see how that it is not about who is the greatest, but the one who is able to have an impact on another person's life by meeting their honest needs. The important thing that he wanted them to see was that it was not just about, you know, doing busy things and doing something. And, you know, I don't want, So I guess for myself, you know, I can sometimes just get busy with things, you know, and really trying to, like, forget some of the purposes behind it. But we know that there is, or there should be, a motivation behind it. Jesus was calling them to serve, to meet each other's needs in order to build up the body. And we're going to see that in a little bit here. Working together, being a part of each other, experiencing unity with each other, submitting to each other. He wanted them to be able to put aside selfish ambitions and sacrificially serve each other, forget about who is top dog. Earlier in the passage, we see how important this was to Jesus, and we'll take a look at that right now. So, then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answers him, if I do not wash you, you have no share with me. And I think the KJV says no part. What was Jesus saying there? I mean, this was a big deal. I had to think of that, you know, we have to thank Peter here again, you know, for his forwardness. You know, he was always the one that kind of like blurted out something before he thought. But really, we can be thankful that Peter did this because we have this teaching moment that Jesus could spend with him, and it's a teaching moment for us as well. This whole exercise had to do with being a part of the body of Christ and what that looks like. And that's why he says there, you know, if I do not wash you, you have no share with me. I wanted to take a look at this and think about, you know, that it is easy. I know for myself, just to think about, you know, we get carried away a lot of times with just being busy, you know, with things, doing good things a lot of times. But I would say that we really need to be intentional about what the purpose, motivations, and even attitudes are behind them. Let's take a look at three different ways that Jesus served. Jesus served sacrificially, he served humbly, and then he served willingly. So for the first one there, Jesus served sacrificially. Jesus was able to lay down his desires and meet the needs of others around him. And I have a couple examples there that kind of lay that out. You think about healings and miracles that he did. It talks about in Scripture how that Jesus was worn out many times because of the healings and different things that he did. And teachings. You know, obviously he had all wisdom, but, you know, it takes time to prepare to teach, for us especially. And then obviously the ultimate, you know, giving his life. That was a sacrificial way that he laid down his life for us. And, you know, there was times that he had to wrestle, you know, with his mission on earth. He recognized the importance of being submitted to the will of another. For the next one, Jesus served humbly. We see Jesus serving in the great and the small. He performed the lowly task of washing feet, as the first example there, and yet was up to the task of feeding the 5,000. Now, maybe it's a little bit different to think about that as serving humbly, because it was such a great thing. You know, obviously, feeding 5,000, you know, from just a little lunch that a small child brought is pretty amazing, right? But I think what we see here is that it was done in a way that was not, like, extravagant. It just kind of happened. And afterwards, they were like, whoa, everybody's fed, and there's 12 baskets left. What happened? You know, it wasn't like that, you know, Jesus, you know, lifted himself up and said, you know, I did this, you know, this was amazing. He did it in a humble way. He just said, hey, here's a need. The needs need to be filled. And he did it. And, you know, it was amazing how it all came out. But yeah, the key thing here is thinking about the great and the small, the mundane or the amazing. Is the key thing is that he did it humbly. He did it in such a way that he wasn't trying to bring glory on himself. Next one there, Jesus served willingly. Jesus' attitude was such that the people desired to be with him. Do people desire to be with you? Do people desire to be with me? And I don't know, I guess I've been challenged with that lately. You know, just thinking about, you know, how is my attitude? You know, some of those things. And I think there was a sharing last Sunday on that, and I appreciate that reminder for us. Jesus' attitude was such that the people desired to be with him. People hung to every word that he said, and they were willing to go to the death with him. If you think about the disciples, and especially Peter, you know, talking about, hey, we're going to go with you the whole way. He wanted to serve people, and he wanted people to be drawn to him. He wanted them to take his example and serve others in the same way. And then we see him laying down his will in the garden to what the Father willed by suffering and dying on the cross to redeem fallen man, the ultimate sacrifice there, redeeming fallen man. And just thinking about this, these things kind of combined, you know, the purpose for this is to build the body of Christ and to glorify our Father in heaven. And I think, like, you know, I mean, it might seem simple enough. You know, it might seem simple enough to think about, but I know for myself, I just need to be reminded about that periodically. You know, when we're in the busyness of life, this also kind of helps to prioritize, you know, things as we're thinking about what we do in our lives. When we're serving, you know, and it's easy maybe to think of, you know, if you're serving in the church in various ways. But, you know, even serving outside of the church, building up the body of Christ and drawing men to Christ and for the ultimate goal of glorifying our Father in heaven. And that just really cleans things up. You know, it really cleans things up. And you think about, you know, for myself as a parent, you know, obviously there's many little, you know, mundane, undesirable tasks like changing diapers, you know, but you know what? That is building the kingdom, right? And so, just thinking about that and allowing that to really take a hold in our lives and allowing that to direct kind of what we do and what we prioritize. Yeah, and so what we see here is that the Jesus' purpose in serving was not just to do the good things. He wasn't just a person that was here to do good things. He had purpose, and he was drawing men to himself, and he had started to kind of show what it looks like to build the church. A body of people who desire to be together and serve each other for one common purpose. to bring glory to the Father and to what the things that he values. To prioritize the things that he values. All things we do are to bring glory to the Father. This is really where the motivation and the correct attitude come in. If we take a look at the passage on further down, there's a little bit of interchange there with Judas and some of those things. But then a little further down, Jesus mentions this. And kind of further on down, but I just wanted to include everything here. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. And so a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And I think this is really what he was trying to drive home with the disciples, is to really think about, loving well and serving each other well in that capacity. Obviously, there's more to love than just serving, but it was a part of it. And so, Jesus knew that he only had a little bit of time left with them and that he really wanted them to get this. You know, I'm not going to be here with you anymore. You guys are going to have to carry this on. And he understood that he was leaving a living example with them through his ministry. He wanted them to know what the purpose of being a disciple was: to love with a Christ-like agape love, a sacrificial love. A love that he had demonstrated to them in his ministry, and he would ultimately demonstrate on the cross by giving his life as a ransom for many. A love that serves and builds up the body of Christ. So yeah, I guess, you know, the challenge that I really just want to leave with you guys is to think about, you know, to really be intentional with what you do and how you do it, and what attitude and what posture you bring to that serving, to think about, you know, doing it in a way that Jesus did. Even thinking about those outside the body, I think, you know, Jesus was primarily focusing on how the disciples were to relate to each other. But I really think that, you know, we can serve those that are outside of the body as well and draw them to Christ. Help them to desire to be, you know, with us, like we desire to be with each other. The challenge then here is that, you know, we can look at those dirty feet, like the Jews did, or we can look at that pile of dirty dishes, and we can think about how we are going to, you know, get through this, muscle our way through, or we can think about how this is building the body of Christ. And really come at it with that attitude and that perspective. It can be the most mundane task, and sometimes it's hard to see the connection sometimes to really building the body of Christ, you know. But maybe one thing that we can do is do a check, and maybe a suggested check that we could do is, one, is it needed? Is the task needed? Is the service needed? Two, does it edify the body and draw men to Christ? And number three, does it bring glory to God? And if it qualifies for all three of those, then go for it. You know, it's worth doing. And it is amazing then, you know, how many things actually qualify for that. You know, if we don't want to get too carried away with that, but it is, you know, we really need to think about the mundane things can maybe sometimes get shuffled away, but I understand that you know, sometimes those things just need to be done, obviously, and it is part of kingdom building. And so, yeah, I just wanted to recognize those of you that are serving, and some of those things are more hidden, and some are more, you know, visible. Obviously, you know, there's things like the teaching and ministering and things that are done every Sunday, and those things are more visible, and just really appreciate that. Really, you know, it is something that affects each and every one of us. You know, we all serve in different ways. Or if you don't, maybe you should consider what you could do. So a challenge to think about that this morning. One thing that I just wanted to do this morning yet, and just maybe as a kind of like an exercise in building up the body. So think about someone in the church here, someone around you here, but don't just think about anybody. Think about someone that maybe you don't interact with as much, or maybe someone that's maybe a little bit difficult, a little bit different personality or something than you. Think about them, and then think about three ways that you appreciate that brother or sister. I'll just let you think about that just a little bit. And you can maybe think about this a little bit more than later as well, but think of three ways that you appreciate that brother or sister, and then I would challenge you to think about how that maybe you can serve that brother or sister as well. Maybe it has something to do with those ways that you appreciate them, maybe not. But it can be through encouragement, serving, spending time together, you know, whatever it might be. I think, you know, and this is maybe just a little bit, you know, disconnected from the message that I wanted to bring this morning, but It is true, and I think we've talked about it numerous times in the church here, that it is a common thing in our culture today to be just kind of, you know, solo, and you run your show kind of separate from everyone else. Individualism, you know. We all have our own things going, and it is easy to kind of get in those little silos here and there. And so just to think about that, and as you think about that, again, the key is, you know, maybe going back to this here, thinking about how that Jesus served. Key thing is thinking about how Jesus served, the purpose behind it, and building up the body so that it brings glory to God. Yeah, that's what I want to leave you with this morning. And let's pray, and then I'll turn it over to Jake, I guess. Okay. All right, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your love and how that you guide us. And I pray now that you would just help us as we think about the things that we do, the things that we prioritize, and the way that we interact with each other. And I pray that you would work in my heart to cause me to do that well, just as you did, and how that we can sacrifice, and we can be humble, and then we can also just do it willingly. And I pray now that you would go with us as we go from here. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.